Well, I think sizobona ngeIowa okuyiyona abazoqala ngayo emavikini ambalwa azayo. Usually iIowa yedetermine-ayo ukuthi abantu abaconsider ukuthi ba-serious ngabantu yibaphi. So iIowa ilandelwa yiNew Hampshire, and then lapho sizobona-ke uma kuthi lo wine e-Iowa nguye futhi ozowina iNew Hampshire. Esikhathini esiningi ungawina i-Iowa le-New Hampshire, hhayi kusho ukuthi abaningi baqala ukuthanda ukukulandela, ngoba kusho ukuthi babe sebebona ukuthi abantu abaningi bavumelana lawe. Then sizothi uma sekuyiwa kubo-North Carolina labo-Super Tuesday, lapho amanye ama-state wonke, lapho ama-delegates avota khona, kula esezobona khona-ke kahle kahle ukuthi hhayi ngubani oseqhubekela phambili.
Kodwa vele ngalesi sikhathi singathi ingqongquthela ngubani?
Hayi, okwamanje kunzima. Even uchairman we-DNC, ama-Democratic Party, uchilo ma evula i-debate wathi be-interview abembuza ukuthi ungasho ukuthi ngubani obona ungathi nguye ozophumelela. Watsho la wathi uyazini anyone ozokutshela ukuthi uyazi ukuthi ngubani ozophumelele ayokutshela amanga. So lama I think ngivumelana naye ngoba ungathi bangothiki lobhanqa abaningi bakhona. So kungaba kunzima kakhulu ukuthi umuntu athi ukuthi onguye ozophumelela ngubani kahle kahle.
Kodwa sesikhangela izimo zabo, ngubani ongamisana ngcono lo mongameli Donald Trump?
Mina ngokubona kwami uWarren lo Sanders balenkinga yokuthi basesandleni senxele kakhulu. USanders uwaposta kwezinye isikhathi ukuthi yena uyi-socialist. I-America ayizwani le-socialism. Into evele from kudala yayilwiswa i-socialism, communism. So anyone ozi-associate lokuba yi-socialist, I think ama-chances akhe ukuthi convince ama-Americans amaningi ukuthi amvotele ayancipha kakhulu, ngoba in general ama-Americans i-socialism abazwani la. So uBeni lo Warren, because of that ngibona ungathi kuzoba lohlupho uma ukuthi bangambhithi uTrump. UBiden ule-good opportunity ngoba ule-experience enkulu kakhulu, especially ku-foreign policy. And njengoba sibona nje uTrump uphose wasifaka empini le-Iran, so into enkulu kakhulu ebikhona ku-debate lapho. So umuntu ofana loBiden I think uyaphila kakhulu ebantwini abaningi ngoba ule-experience. Plus also bengu-vice president ka-Obama, u-Obama ubethandwa kakhulu ngabantu abaningi abamvotela kabili ukuthi abe ngu-president. So uBiden I think ule-name recognition plus ukuthi ukuwasebenza lo Obama plus le-experience alayo, ma abantu bengawukhangelisisa sobhekane yena lo Trump, I'm sure uBiden angambhithi uTrump. Kodwa we can't write off abanye abafana labo Klobuchar, labo Pete Buttigieg.
Isehlakalo se-Iran lese-impeachment ubone ngani ungambisele emuva uMongameli Trump, kumbe hayi usekelo lakhe luyahlala lunjalo?
I-impeachment ivele simbisele emuva ngoba okokuqala impeachment ngingathi i-stain lesana esingaphumiyo, ungaze ukuthi wakhe kanjani, ungaze ufake i-bleach enjani, i-stain esi-permanent leso. So uTrump forever uzowaziwa njengo-president owa-impeachwayo. That on its own I think kumbisele emuva olwe-Iran lolo lokubulala u-General Suleimani lolo, lalo lungathi luyinkinga ngokubana kazange aconsulte i-Congress, and ungathi akakacaci kahle i-reasoning yakhe ukuthi ukhetheleni isikhathi lesi sokuthi akwenze. So abantu abaningi babona ungathi ukwenze ukuthi adivete ingxoxo, asuse ingxoxo from udaba lwe-impeachment lolu, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bafocuse edabeni lo, i-debate ishifte to udaba lwe-security, lempi lani lokuthi yena uzithi u-strong wenza ama-decisions a-strong akafani lama-democrats a-weak. I-impeachment of course iyaqala, sizwile namhlanje u-speaker Nancy Pelosi owe-house announcer ama-managers sebe-ready ukuthi ba-hande over ama-articles of impeachment to i-senate. So I think emalangeni azayo la i-focus izobe kwi-impeachment. Ngibona mina kuyizinto ezi-negative, even though yena ma-Twitter uthi kuzomnceda kakhulu ngoba abantu bazobona ukuthi i-witch hunt noma yini leyayibiza yona i-impeachment.